You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Thursday, August 13th, 2015, and it is week 118. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Max Destiny.
And we are Destiny Pizzas. Today is This Week in Movies in the Now. So, today three movies are coming out. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Straight Outta Compton, and Underdogs. So I think the best way to do this is alphabetically. Straight Outta Compton is about the rise of N.W.A., produced by Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. I don't know who's directing this movie, though. Anyways.
I'm not sure. They're... I forgot who it was. I thought I knew the name.
They're like... Dr. Dre is like, I got $50, and his mom's like, $50 don't pay the rent. And he's like, but it's a start. And then... he's like, hey, I got a beat for you, Easy E. And he's like, cruising down the street in my 6'4". And then the Watts riots break out. Not the Watts riots. The LA riots. And they're like, the police are like, if you sing the song, we're going to arrest you. And then Dr. Dre's like, hey. I think he says it to Easy. You know what I say? Fuck the police. And then they start singing the song, which I assume is what's going to get them arrested. But then later on, I think Eazy-E dies because there's like a scene in the trailer where you see them all at like a mausoleum. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where, because like Eazy-E's dead.
Yeah.
He died of like AIDS or something. HIV or AIDS. But apparently Ice Cube's going to go have like dinner at the White House with President Obama. He's going to go meet with President Obama.
Really?
So that means it's the second time he's got to go to the White House. Because I think he got to go to the White House with NWA. Hmm. And then they talk about, what's it called? Bangarang? I think. It was this thing, this vehicle that LAPD used to, like, destroy houses. It was, like, the giant truck, tank, with a battering ram. And they're just going to people's houses if they thought they were on drugs. And it was like one of the most like overt use of crazy force. So yeah, I don't know. I heard this movie is like not that great. I heard it's all right. But I might watch it. I don't know. Probably listen to a bunch of NWA first. That reminds me of like this thing I saw back in the day when I used to listen to Spotify a lot. It shows you like a section of like what your friends are listening to on Facebook. And I remember after a celebrity or after like anyone would die.
It'd always be that music.
No, it was like this one guy though who I used to respect.
Oh.
But like he would only listen to their music.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, this is strange. It seems like he's like almost like I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's trying to just be like, oh, I was always a fan. I'm just
yeah, but I'm like, dude, I'm you're like listening to like Michael Jackson like crazy.
Yeah.
I saw what you listened to. You listened to Michael Jackson until the next person died, and then you listened to that person. It's weird. I don't know. Hmm. But it reminded me of that.
Well, that's what always happened. Like, people always buy the album.
But it was like so blatant. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's just, like it goes to the top of the iTunes charts every time.
Yeah.
It's just a microcosm of the bigger... He's just like everyone else,
and yeah,
collectively. He's just a small snapshot of what collectively people are doing.
Yeah. Did you say Snapchat or Snapshot?
Snapshot.
Okay. I thought you said Snapchat.
Rerun the tape, but Snapshot.
Okay. Next up is The Man from U.N.C.L.E., because I'm using The.
The Man.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Of Steel.
From and Lone Ranger.
The.
Team up. Oddly enough, one
and
of them.
The chick who's in the next Star Wars, Rogue One.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
wait, is that someone else? She's in something.
And Mickey the Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant. But like, I don't get why they didn't cast a Russian person, and they
is confusing. They're both doing accents
that they aren't.
Yeah.
Like Armie Hammer, I assume is an American.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I assume.
But he plays a Russian. And Henry Cavill, who is English, I think, right?
Yeah.
Is playing a Brit or American. So there's that. I don't know. This movie, they're going to be like enemies.
A spy movie, yeah.
And like
team up.
Yeah, and then Henry Cavill's like assistant like falls in love with Armie Hammer, and I assume Armie Hammer is going to fall in love with like the person who's like the Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like all these famous British people in it. Just like you were saying with like all the cameos, like it's all British people. Like,
you see them all. You see one, they all show up.
What was that guy in? The British dude who was like, you see him a little bit?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, he was in Mr. Deeds. He was the newspaper editor.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, this movie doesn't seem... I don't know. I probably will go watch... Out of all three of these movies, I'd probably watch this one. Because I heard it was fun. It was like a Bond, like a 60s Bond movie.
It kind of gave me like a tiny bit of a Kingsman vibe.
Yeah, but like a Kingsman. Like I thought a prequel to Kingsman.
Yeah, grown up Kingsman. Because
it takes place a long time ago.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then Underdogs, which to me seems like the worst movie on the list. Mm-hmm. Because this movie is A, it's in America, but it's about soccer. And it's not even about soccer. It's like about a foosball table. So this kid is like in a pizza place. He's like sucky at everything except for foosball. And then like the town hero left and or this guy works at like a pizza place or something. I don't know. Anyways, the town hero is like a football or a soccer player. And he's like, comes back and he's like, oh, I'm going to buy the whole town and destroy the pizza place. And he's like, no, you can't, the little kid says. And he's like, okay, well, how about we play a game of foosball for it? And then all the foosball people turn real or something, or he gets miniaturized and they're playing soccer. No, they get big and they play soccer in real life against, I don't know, it's weird. And then, like, Ariana Grande is, like, the girl who's interested in him or something. It's weird. I don't know. This movie makes not, it doesn't really make any sense to me. So, yeah, those are the three movies that are coming out today. Go watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Because, actually, just go watch The Gift. I'm just going
to
say it.
Yeah, just go back to a movie that came out last week.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Because apparently that movie's really good.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Really well. I did not see this trailer.
And then Deadpool Red Band and Green Band trailer came out. The Red Band trailer is pretty much the exact same as the Comic-Con trailer, except mm-hmm. with a little bit less jokes. But, yeah, looks awesome. I was shocked they could do a Green Band trailer, but they just had the different... They just said the different lines, mm-hmm. pretty much. So, I guess they have... Like, they must have said... This must be one of those shows, or one of those movies like Anchorman, where they had a ton of lines for... So like,
well, I'm sure like anything with like T.J. Miller being on set alone.
Yeah, just all the pretty funny improvising. Guy. I'm sure there's like 10, 20 lines for each line because it seems like there's going to be a lot of one-liners.
Because I heard this like movie would probably be very too.
Quotable. I would assume it'd be very quotable.
Like every time movie. He went on to say a line, he would say something different.
Yeah. So it seems like that's going to be, but it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I saw the trailer for Black Mass, which is that Whitey Bulger, Johnny Depp movie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Matt Damon was in this movie. There's a lot of people. Benedict Cumberbatch is in this movie. There's quite a few people in this movie. Looks really good. It's crazy what Johnny Depp looks like in this movie, though.
Yeah, he seems to pick movies where he looks different in every single movie. He never like is consistent in like any of his movies, what he looks like.
No. Then I saw a trailer for Spectre, which is like the first James Bond movie I've seen a trailer for and I've been excited for. Mm-hmm. Christoph Waltz. I guess I'll have to go back and watch the other James Bond movies. Something must have really bad. I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah, I thought you were way into James Bond.
No. Like Pierce Brosnan. And then I saw Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm
not really big into Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
People love him.
Skyfall is supposed to be really good. I never watched it because I don't know why. I've never been into James Bond at all, but that's just me personally.
I remember I don't remember what movie it was, though. We were going to go hang out with a friend, and he was watching that movie. And he watched, like, I saw, like, the last 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I was like, it's good, but I think there's other better, there's, like, better movies out there that I could spend my time watching.
Yeah.
But this one looks cool. Christoph Waltz. He's, like, in Mexico. He starts out in Mexico, and he's like, why were you there? And he's like, oh, on vacation. But he, like, went there to kill a guy.
Oh.
Looks pretty awesome. Agent 47, which I think is called Hitman Agent 47.
Is it based on the Hitman video game franchise? Yeah.
I think it's a reboot. Yeah, they made one. And this is a complete reboot. Zachary Quinto's in it, but he's not the main dude. I think the guy from Pride and Prejudice apparently is the main dude. That's pretty good. It looks awesome. I didn't know he was supposed to be so like extraordinary, though. Like, they make it look like he's, like, really, like, crazy.
Oh, he's, like, crazy spy?
Yeah.
Or, like, killer or whatever he is. I'm not sure what he
Like, he has, like,
is.
Crazy abilities where he can, like, shoot off, like, mirrors and stuff.
He's got, like, wanted tricks and stuff.
Yeah. That's almost, what it seems like.
Almost, yeah.
Like, he can take on, like, 30 guys that all have machine guns and he just has, like, two handguns. And I'm like, this is implausible.
Yeah. It's, like, literally video game.
Yeah. But then even in the video game, I thought it was supposed to be, like, somewhat realistic.
Yeah.
Huh. Like, you have to hide bodies and shit. I don't know.
Weird.
Sinister 2. Holy cow, this trailer scared the crap out of me. It was... did not look fun. We got this demon in
was
it.
Was the gift... I assume the gift was rated R, right?
Yeah. Okay. It was... that's the weird thing. Like, you didn't think it was rated R for a long time, and then there's, like, one scene of dialogue, which I really dug.
Yeah.
But he's, like... Jason Bateman's character just cusses a bunch in it, and I'm like, okay, this is where the R came in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then later on, there's a scene where you're like, okay, this probably isn't going to happen. Like, this had to be an R-rated movie. And then there's, like, some stuff they talk about.
Was the movie tense the whole time, or are you like...
No.
Okay.
Because there's this long period of time where there's, like, happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
In the middle of it.
I kind of find it cool when movies do that, is where, like, I like to think of people, oh, somebody flipped it on TV randomly. I'm like, oh, I'm watching this movie. And then it turns into something. They're like, oh, I did not think it was going to be like
this. It's just like that trailer. That's why I love the Perfect Man or Perfect Guy trailer.
Yeah, yeah. You could do the same
because
thing.
Because it flips.
Yeah.
And, like, this movie does that, too, where, like, except there's, like, a lot of stress in the beginning of the movie. Because, like, you kind of know what you're going into.
Yeah.
And it gets, like, really creepy really fast. And then it, like, calms down. You think everything's okay.
Yeah. It ramps back up.
And there's like, and then there's like another twist, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay. And then there's like another twist, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay. And then you're like, another twist. Whoa.
How many twists?
And then that's when
be?
The movie ends. And even after that, you're like, okay, what's going to happen? And then
there's
another
be twist.
Twist.
I know it.
Yeah. But then I saw, Sinister 2, that trailer looks horrifying. Because, like, in the first trailer, you saw the demon dude a little bit. Mm-hmm. And this one, you see it a bunch.
Ooh.
And I'm like, the only thing this trailer is missing is, like, a jump scare. Like,
yeah.
And then I saw the trailer for Secret in Their Eyes. I don't really remember what the movie was, but let me see. Ooh, I think this movie's a scary movie. Yeah, it's a thriller film based on a movie, or based on a book. Oh, it's an Argentinian crime thriller. Oh, and then I saw a trailer for this other movie. Okay, so this one has Chiwetel Ejiofor, Nicole Kidman, Julia Roberts, Dean Norris, and Michael Kelly in it. This one looks really good. It's also going to be distributed by the company Mandy's going to go work for. And it's about this, they're like all these cops, and they work on this in L.A., I think. And they find a body that was bleached, like, inside and out, like a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it's, like, Julia Roberts' daughter.
Whoa.
And, like, they find the guy who did it, but due to some weird thing, he gets off. And, like, I guess when he gets off, he, like, changes his name and goes into hiding and stuff. And then Chiwetel Ejiofor is, like, looking for him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really intense and scary and, like, not scary, but, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, this movie looks so good. I think I really dig him as an actor. I never saw 12 Years a Slave. But everything else I've seen him in is, like, phenomenal.
I dig him. He's good.
And then I saw a trailer for a movie called Sicario or Sicaria. That sucks. Why can't I find it? It's like about Benicio del Toro was in it. Let me try to find that. He's in it, and then Emily Blunt is in it as well. I think it's called Sicaria or Sicart. It's about these like cops who have to go down to Juarez, Mexico. They're from Texas, and they have to go down to Juarez, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And like Sicario. And it's about, I forgot what it has to do with. But John Bernthal is in it. Josh Brolin is in it. Benicio del Toro. And, in Mexico, the word sicario stands for hitman or hired killer. At the border stretching between the United States and Mexico itself, idealistic FBI agent Kate Macy, Emily Blunt, is enlisted by an elite government task force official to aid in the escalating war against drugs by tracking down an anonymous drug lord. Led by an enigmatic consultant with a questionable past, the team sets out on a clandestine journey, forcing her to question everything that she believes in order to survive. The weird thing is, they made her look different, Emily Blunt, in the beginning, and she looked like that girl from Zero Dark Thirty, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I was confused, but yeah. That movie looks crazy. I want to see that movie really bad. I'm into like all that drug trafficking movies. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't know, that's actually not a good way to describe it. good versus bad. That's clearly like good for bad.
Sabotage was a drug trafficking movie.
I did not watch that movie. But I did like End of Watch, which was a drug trafficking movie. Jessica Chastain, that's who I thought it was. In the beginning, I thought there was two women in that movie, but I guess it's only one. So, yeah. Did I describe what Secret in Their Eyes was about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. Out of all these, I'd probably pick Sicario or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And Secret in Their Eyes. Did you see that thing about that movie called Isla Vista or whatever? No. I saw it on Facebook a bunch. Apparently, this is a small movie.
A movie about the shooting?
They say it's not about him.
What?
But it's like about that. And they're like, he's the main character.
Weird. The shooter's the main character?
But I think it's just all for I think it's all for, like, publicity for the small company.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's messed up.
Oh, Del Playa is what the name of the movie is called. It's a horror film. I'm going to look it up. I guess we should probably talk about that right now better than any other time. Indie horror film. There's a trailer for it, though. I don't want to watch that. That's horrible. I want to find like a plot synopsis. Okay. It's scheduled for an October release. Apparently, they film people without their permission. They say the film is not about Elliot Rodger, the guy who did it. But yeah, there's a big... Oh, here we go. The title is Monsters Aren't Born, They Are Created. That's a subtitle. But I want to read about what the movie has to do with. Nothing. It doesn't say anything. They're like no-name people. Conceivably, we could have like met these people. That's how not famous they are. Hayden Panettiere's brother is in this movie, I guess. A lot of people are saying how disgusting the movie is. Anyways, that's it.
All right.
Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.